弟兄姐妹及来宾平安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
今天是9月16号。
Today is September the 16th.
So, 刚刚过了911。
So, 9/11 had just passed.
当然我们看到最近在利比亚美国的大使遭受杀害。
We also just learned from the news that the ambassador to Libya was killed this past week.
不晓得我们对911有什么特别的就是学到什么功课。
I don't know how each and every one of you, what your reaction is to 9/11.
当911发生的时候，我们教会有一个弟兄。
When 9/11 happened, there was a brother from our church.
他最关心的就是他的女儿。
He was very worried about his daughter.
他就说，有一天如果爸爸坐飞机常常的，因为他常常要出差啊，就像那个在宾州被掉下来的飞机的时候，他说那个时候你应该怎么办
？And so he asked his daughter, because he travels frequently for his job. He says, if daddy was on an airplane and like what happened to the plane that came down in Pennsylvania, what would you do?
他就说我要你记得我爱你，你要继续的信靠耶稣基督。
And so he told his daughter that you need to remember that I will always love you and that you need to always trust in the Lord Jesus.
因为他那时候就是意识到说人的生命实在是很短暂的。
Because at that time he realized that human life is very short.
他能够留给他女儿最宝贵的乃是让他认识耶稣基督。
The most precious things that he can leave behind for his daughter is for his daughter to come to know Jesus.
而且留给他家人的爱。
And also the love that he has for his family.
我们也可以看到有一些人他们在那个飞机就要炸上去的时候他们就讲打手机跟家人讲说我爱你。
We know and we've heard stories of people once they know that the plane was coming crashing down that they through their cell phone call their family members to tell them that they love them.
为什么没有了对Mike, 这个 brain 跟他怎么不亮啊？哦哟，
要换电池啊！
请我们大家打开我们的诗篇127篇。
Let us open up our Bibles to Psalm 127.
让我们一同来把它念过一次。
Let us read this verse, or let us read this Psalm together.
你可以用中文或是英文来念。
We will read it together. Whether you read in English or Chinese, we read this psalm together.
来，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的就枉然警醒。你们清早起来。
For he grants sleep to those who
love. 吃劳力多懒的饭，
本是枉然。Songs are a heritage from the Lord.
唯有耶和华所喜爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。当你在看这个诗篇的时候，你会发现有三个重复的名词。
When you read through this psalm, you will realize that there is a phrase that is repeated.
就是枉然，枉然，枉然。
That is the word in vain. There are the words in vain.
这是在第二节的下半节的说，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
And it says here at the end of chapter 2 that the Lord grants sleep to those he loves.
所以在那边就有一个转变。
And so there's a change. There's a turning point.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain.
这里讲说我们人生的努力不仅只是建造房屋而已。
So here it tells us that the purpose of life is more than building a house.
就是你建立一个国家，建立一个和谐的社会，建立一个幸福的家庭等等。
It includes the building of a nation, building of a society, building of a household.
犹太人他们最一生觉得最光荣的一件事情，就是能够建立一个家。
For a Jew, one of the proudest things that they can have lay claims to is to build a home.
尤其是建立神的会堂。
And for them, building of a synagogue or a place of worship to God also is, they also take a pride in.
所以你看，每十家人，他们就要建立一个会堂。
For the Jews, every 10 family unit will get together and build a synagogue.
建立自己的家是在地上的家，建立会堂是建立上帝的神的家。
To build a household is a home for themselves, and to build a synagogue is to build a home for God.
所以他们希望把最好的都能够来建立自己的家，还有上帝的家。
And so they make all efforts to build a home for themselves as well as to build a spiritual home.
一个是地上的家，一个是将来预表天上的家。
Of course, one home is the earthly home. The other home represents that the home that they would have in heaven.
所以圣经提到的观念也是这样。我们今天在建立地上的家，非常的注意，但是有没有建立永恒的家呢？
The Bible has the same concept as it teaches us that yes, we focus on the building of our own household, but are we also paying attention to the building of a spiritual home and a heavenly home?
这里有三个建造。在第一节的上半段里面
，In verse 1 we see three types of building.
他说 ，Unless the Lord building the building， 其实这个房子它也是个 building 啊 ，building the building the builder， 是说它连续用了三个建造。
The verse 1 the first part of verse 1 saying there are those who build the house also is a building. So there's those who build and there's the building and also there are the builders.
但是他却把希伯来人却把一个否定词一开始就放在前面。
However, in the Hebrew Bible, the start of that verse is a negative or a word of negation.
所以你看有一就是提醒我们我们人常常要依靠自己，所以我们有时候早上一起来，我今天要做这个，要做那个，要做那个。但是圣经提醒我们一起来说，如果我们不依靠神，就一直想要做这个，做那个，做那个，做那个，如果不是神许可，都是枉然的。
When we wake up in the morning, first thing we do is think about what we need to do for the day, and we have considerations for many, many different things. But here, the scripture tells us that all the things that we do, unless the Lord is the one.Who's causing it to happen, then we do it in vain.
所以今天很多人说我要做这个事业，年轻人说我要交朋友，要上什么大学。我们人生不是不要做计划，不是不要努力。
And so people wake up, they plan for their career, they plan for a business, or maybe young people, they want to plan to go and have friends. It's not to say that Christians do not plan for our lives.
所以圣经提醒我们，在做这些我们要做人的这些计划当时说你我们是不是首先应该来到神面前，有没有跟我们天上的阿爸父商量呢？
However, the Bible is asking us and challenging us that yes, we make plans, but have we placed those plans in the hands of God and have we come before our Abba Father and have a conversation with him about what we plan to do?
所以说若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造人就枉然劳力。
So, unless the Lord built the house, its builders labor in vain.
这个劳力是劳苦啊，流汗啊，汗流浃背，很辛苦，很辛苦。
It is labor. It's going to be tough work, and it's going to be it's work that will require sweating.
这个枉然是有那个很脆弱、不真实啊，没有永恒的价值的意思。
To say anything is in vain.Represents the fact that something that is temporal, something that is not of an eternal value, and something that really ought not to be emphasized.
我相信有一些人我大部分人要走完人生的历程的时候，躺在床上临终那一刻不会讲说，哎呀 James 再把爸爸那个什么某人什么那个我的 PhD 证书拿出来给我看一眼吧。
I believe that most people, as they're walking that last moment of their life, they will not be laying in bed and thinking, why don't I go and pull out my PhD degree and take a final look at it?
你想的时候不是那个问题。
Because at that moment, that would not be the question that would be in your mind.
那时候大部分人想的问题是什么？因为经过心理学家他们研究说，他是最想的说，哎，我这一生啊，我所做的是不是说对那些我所爱的人，他们会纪念。
And research, and they've done studies on this. Research has shown that most people at that moment, what they would be considering would be, what would the people think of me and think of my life? And especially, how do people whom I love consider me as a person?
而且他们想到了我的时候，是不是想到我对他们的爱？
And when they think of me, would they think of the love that I've given them?
不要想说我们真的留给儿女很多财产，他就会很在意，就会很感激。不见得如此。
Don't think that if you have amassed wealth and that you're giving all of your wealth to your children, then they will be grateful to you.
你还记得吗？前一阵子纽约的房地产那个她叫做吝啬女王，她死的时候啊，她把她的很多钱财留给她的一只狗。
I recall a story that came out not too long ago. There's a super wealthy woman who died, and when she died, she was in real estate. And when she died, she left all her money to her dog.
So you can see, 她取名字叫做吝啬女王。
And say they call her the Queen of Misers.
所以这里重新调整我们人生努力的焦点。在哪里?
So it's a reminder for us to refocus our purpose and our attention in life.
为什么我们这么努力?
Why should we labor? Why should we work so hard?
以前我们教会一个弟兄，他是当医生的，他很努力的上班，后来他就讲说，哎呀，我为谁辛苦，为谁忙。
And we had a brother in our church before who was a doctor, and at one point in his life, he sighed and he said,Who am I laboring for, and why am I laboring?
为什么我们家人只是把我当作赚钱的机器而已?
It seems like all my family count on me to be a money-making machine only.
所以所罗门王他在最辉煌的时候，他向众人发出一个最深刻的问题。
And so King Solomon, even during the height of all his splendors, he issued a challenge.
因为就是他献圣殿的时候的时候的对神的一个祷告。
And actually, we see that as part of his prayer when he dedicated the temple to the Lord.
所以你看，在一个人生最辉煌的时候啊，最有成就的时候，他能够看到最远处的这些危机。
For him, at the peak of all his splendor and all his accomplishments, yet he was able to look ahead and see the peril and the danger that may rise.
所以当那个耶稣的门徒啊，他们看到圣殿就说，哦，你看这个圣殿是多么的伟大。主耶稣说，将来这圣殿没有一块石头会留在另外一块石头上面。
When the disciples of Jesus, upon seeing the temple, says, look how grand and beautiful is this temple. But yet Jesus said, there will be one day that not even one stone would be left of this temple.
所以就是在我们最有成就的时候，我们要问一问自己说，诶，我这一生的努力是不是正确的，是不是有永恒的价值，在以神的眼光中看为宝贵，在我们的你所爱的亲人当中，他们也认为是值得的。
So even at the height and at the peak of our accomplishment, were we able to have the proper perspective and recognize that what really matters and what our value would be in would be how others remember us,what people can remember us by and how they feel about what we contributed to their lives.
一般人是后知后觉或是不知不觉。
Most people, they only think of things after the fact or they're completely oblivious to the things around them.
圣经给我们智慧要做一个先知先觉，事情还没有来到就想到将来的结局的人。
But the Bible teaches us and gives us guidelines so that we may be people With wisdom, who can look ahead and foresee the things that is to come?
明明是人自己建造人，跟圣殿是借着人的手建造，他为什么说如果不是神建造的话，他就枉然劳力？
The work is done by human hand, right? The temple was in fact built by human hand. But why does the Bible say unless the Lord builds the house?
所以圣经在这里又这样提醒我们。
And so the Bible here reminds us again.
如果我们都是依靠自己，我们建造的时候什么不管我们做什么努力的时候，都没有神来参与的时候那就违反了圣经的原则。
Yes, we make our effort and we labor and we dedicate ourselves for work, but the Bible here reminds us that unless the Lord's hand is also in the work that we do, then we do so in vain.
一个最聪明的人，他就是在凡事上让神介入与神同工因为圣经告诉我们我们的一生的生命气息存留都在乎他。
And so the smartest person would be a person who recognizes God in all the things that he does and in all the things he works on in his life, that God is always with him.
第一节的下句，若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
The second part of verse 1 says, unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stands guard in vain.
所以同样的他提到有三个看守，但是一个否定。
And again, it talks about what the word watch, yet that sentence starts with the word unless.
这里圣经又提到另外一个观念。
This is yet another concept that the Bible is sharing with us.
开创固然是要紧有些人很会开创新举。
Yes, it's true that innovation or opening up new possibilities is important. Some people are very good at doing that.
秦始皇最会开创新举的，对不对？
And the Chinese emperor of Qing Dynasty, he's a man who knows how to create things.
所以他给自己的封号是有史以来最中国的皇帝从来没有这样的封号他又把皇跟帝加在一起，然后又说我是万世又万万万万世这样意思，一世二世要万万世下去。
And so he gave himself a title that says he is the beginner and forevermore the greatest emperor ever, and no one has ever been as great as he is.
所以开创新局是困难或是守城更困难。
So is it more difficult to start something new, or is it more difficult to preserve what you've already created?
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stands guard in vain.
这里看守有守卫、保护、守望、做先知、守神的约、守十诫、守安息日等等。
And the word watch here can also be applied to watching over or being diligent over the keeping of the Lord's temple, the city of God, or the city, or as well as keeping of the commandments.
原来神的约、神的十诫、神的要我们守安息日，他原来就是要看守、保守这个国家，真正能够敬畏神，能够代代蒙福。
The law, the commandments of God were given to God's people first and foremost for the purpose of wanting to allow God's people to know if they belong to Him.
因为神的律法是超越时空的不管时代怎么改变上帝的律法都是走在时代的前面。
Because God's word is eternal so that it is not limited by time. And therefore, his laws and his commandments also should be kept throughout eternity.
现在很多的哈佛大学的商学院他们最先进的管理的原则很多都是从后来才发现原来圣经里面早就有了而且比他们发现的还要更早。
The department in Harvard, they were studying in their finance and economics department have studied and found that many of the principles that we thought that we discovered, they've already been included in the Bible.
所以说有些人对神的律法看说绑手绑脚不能做这个不能做那他不知道这是神的恩典跟看守来的。
Some people, when they think of God's laws and His commandments, they think that those are restrictions and that it is inconvenient for them to live their lives. Yet they do not realize that the law and the commandments of God were actually given to mankind so that we may live a fuller life.
所以我们年轻人也是一样，他对家长给的家规，你去约会不可以十点超过十点啊，要回来，你要叫什么朋友，要带到家里来，让父母interview一下，他都认为这是绑手绑脚，他不知道这是一个保护，一个爱，一个看守。
And similarly for the young people, sometimes they think of the rules and the set up by the parents for the household are restrictions, such as if you are dating, you have to come back by 10. If you're interested in anyone, you need to bring them home for the parents to interview. They think that these are restrictions, yet they do not recognize that this is a protection that is placed over them.
因为神知道我们的心就像个城池一样。
God knows that our hearts are like a city.
撒旦魔鬼还有很多世上的邪恶
Satan, as well as the influences of this world, are always on the attack, trying to invade the city.
你看今天的那个很多的媒体啦，很多的电视啦，尤其是internet，已经无孔不入，你好像已经没有防线了，家里已经没有防线了，是不是？
Today, because of all the media, besides television, with the internet, everything is already seeping into the household. You already feel like you do not have a proper protection.
城池不但有城墙，又有护城河来保护。
A city not only will have a city wall for protection, but often they will have a moat around it for added protection.
当神要亚当来看守管理伊甸园的时候。
When God gave Adam the responsibility to watch over the Garden of Eden,
他给亚当诫命，乃是要来保守亚当的。He
gave orders or commandments to Adam for his protection.
亚当他违背了神的诫命，他没有办法保守自己的心，所以就犯罪堕落了。When
Adam did not follow God's commandment, and he allowed his heart to be invaded by Satan, and he lost the protection, and he fell.
当该隐犯罪的之前，神就跟他讲说，罪躲在你的门口，他要随时的要来制服你，你要注意。Before
Cain committed murder, God already warned him that sin is already knocking at your door, and you need to be watchful and mindful, or else you will fall into its
他不但没有看守保守自己的心，当他犯罪的时候，神来找他的时候，他说：“我岂是我弟兄的看守者吗？”
Not only did he not keep watch over his own heart to protect himself, but when God came and confronted him about the deed that he has committed against his brother, his response to God was, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
圣经提醒我们，我们一生的果效是从我们心发出的，说要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。The
Bible tells us that our actions and our thoughts, they stem from our heart. And so we need to make all efforts to keep watch over our hearts.
圣经告诉我们，神才是我们真正的看守者。The
Bible tells us that God is the watchman over our hearts.
诗篇121篇他就讲说，我们的神
Psalm 121 tells us that our God never sleeps.
不但我们的帮助是从神而来，而且他的看守是日夜不打盹的。Not
only is he our help, but also he will not stumble. He will keep watch over us.
一个先生应该是家里的守望者。
A husband should be the watchman of the household.
守望者就是晚上不睡觉的时候，看有没有敌人要来攻击。A
watchman is a person who stays awake at night to keep alert, and watch out for enemies.
所以当敌人来攻击的时候，他就吹号角，让大家注意。And
so when he spots enemies coming, then he will blow the trumpet to alert people of the impending attack.
守望者也是做一个先知。
A watchman is also functions as a prophet.
他在家里人都一切都很好的时候，他又看到可能存在的危机。
When everything appears to be fine in the home, he needs to be the one who can foresee the impending danger, the undercurrent that is that may happen within the home.
十几年前，美国就兴起了一个运动，他就说是针对弟兄的要来参加，他就叫 Promise Keeper.
10-20 years ago, there was a movement in the U.S. I was focused on Christian men, and the movement was called Promise Keepers.
因为他们发现为什么产生问题呢？是大部分的先生不负责任啊，很多你看今天很多在单亲家庭啊，先生跑掉啦，或是说他不负责任等等，造成了很多的社会还有小孩子的问题。They
recognize that one of the contributing factors to the degradation of the society and the family is because men are not being responsible, and we can see clearly the result and the damage that are left in a family when the man or the husband or the father runs away from the home, runs away from his responsibilities. Or perhaps that the father and the husband has been heavily influenced by the internet and pornography such as that, that they no longer can function as the man that he needs to function within the home.
所以那个运动就是说，让先生他真的做了一个守约的者，看顾全家的人。
And so this movement called himself the Promise Keepers, one who keeps all the promises, so that part of it would be his responsibility to keep watch over his household.
他 promise 说，第一个我 keep promise 就是我跟上帝的关系是啊。 和谐的、亲密的，还有我要尽心尽力的爱神，还要爱我的家人，也愿意啊，负一切的责任。And
the first promise of among these promise keepers is that they would promise to follow God, to love Him, and to keep His word, and to love their families, and to keep watch over their families, and that they need to maintain this promise that they have to God.
不但是这样，他还要互相有。 照顾我的弟兄，我就问说：“Hey James， 最近你是不是那个属灵光景后退啊？你有没有上 internet 乱看东西？有没有？”还好。So
also another part of the promise is to keep watch over each other as brothers, and you keep each other accountable. You ask him, "How is your spiritual life? Have you been on the internet? Have you been looking at things that you're not supposed to?"
所以就在他如果说对方如果是软弱的时候，大家互相彼此扶持、祷告等等。And
so when each other needs support, and when each other are in their weak moments, that there is a structure of support.
所以我去参加过两次，他们都以前都是在那个租那个美国的打足球的会场啊，有时候几万人都是弟兄，没有姐妹哦，几万人的弟兄一起聚会，非常的好。And
when they had these gatherings, they always rented stadiums, and tens and thousands of people would turn out, would all be brothers coming to these meetings, and these are great gatherings.
其实我们美国的先贤，这些开国元老啊，他们最知道这个道理。
The founders of our nation, of United States, actually they know this principle very well.
若是我们建造这个国家，如果不依靠神的话，不是神来看顾的话，真是枉然劳力。
We want to build the nation, but we may make all efforts to do so, but unless the Lord's hand is in our undertaking, then what we do would be in vain.
这是富兰克林在他们要草拟那个美国的独立宣言的，这是不是Constitution，就是大宪章的时候，他讲了一席话。This
is the words from Ben Franklin when they're drafting the Constitution.
那我先让 James 你念英文好了，好不好？就这样给大家听。有两章。Okay.
So we'll read this first in English. In the beginning of the contest with Britain, when we were aware of danger, we had daily prayers in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard and graciously answered. All of us who are engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent examples of a superintending providence in our favor. To that kind of providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future nation felicity. And we know, forgotten this powerful friend, or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance?
不是 no, 是 now.
Now.
Sorry. 对不起。
I have lived for a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured in the sacred writings that unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurrent aid, we shall proceed in this political building no better than builders of Babel. We will be divided by our little partial local interest. Our prospects will be confounded, and we ourselves will become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. And what is worse, mankind may thereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing government by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, or conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers, imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations, be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of the city be requested to officiate in this service.
请你换一下好吗?
很多文，大意啊，大意，对，翻译中文的大意。富兰克林就是他在要写这个美国的宪章之前，他所讲的一席话，他基本上就是说他在他81年的这个生涯当中，他很肯定的看见，在这个国家的这些政治上面，他们所要做的这一切的事情，重要的事情。 借着祷告，他们看见有，他并没有说神，但是他说有一个，从天上而来的帮助，非常的清楚。他说：“难道我们现在因为这个国家已经成立了，我们就忘记了这个从天上来的帮助吗？”他说：“他就讲了一些圣经的话，包括圣经上面讲说。” 若不是这个天上的麻雀，若如果从天上掉下来，神都会知道，所以这么小的事情，神都顾虑，一个国家的存亡，难道他不会顾虑？然后他就讲到这个诗篇第127篇，他也讲说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。 所以他基本上说，若我们不记得这些事情，我们所做的一切就像当初建巴别塔一样，因为每一个人有他们个人的私人的想法和他们顾虑自己的好处，所以他们就会，你如果继续这样子下去的话，这个国家的前途就不是非常的光明。所以他建议。 要大家继续的在每次聚会开会前都要有祷告，而且他要求，这些教会里面服神职的人到他们的聚会里面开始做这个祷告。谢谢。所以，我们这些美国的开国元老他们就有几个共同的看见。And so the founders of this country. They share very similar perspectives.
他们希望基督教的信仰能够成为这个国家的中心的思想信仰。They
do have the intention of having Christianity as a central guiding thought for the establishment of the country.
但是不是要高举某一个宗派，不是这样。However,
they're very clear that their purpose is not to elevate a certain religion above others.
希望每一个领导都是真正的重生得救的信徒，他就会敬畏上帝。However,
they do recognize that as the leader of a nation, if such a leader is a God-fearing person, then naturally their decisions and their work will be guided by the will of God.
对，他就会让神来带领这个国家。
And so, if in effect, God will be the one that will lead the nation.
而且让他们的在公众的服事，就成为他们对上帝的一个敬拜跟奉献。
And in their public services, their work would be in effect a form of their worship to God and a form of service that they would owe to God.
所以我们不论在基督徒在哪一行哪一业啊，做医生也好，教授也好，律师也好，就是从我们的服事当中，人就看到上帝的的同在和恩典。
And so as Christians, whatever profession we may be in, whether we are lawyers, doctors, whatever we do, if we in our profession, we need to recognize that what we do is a service to God.
那第四点也很要紧。
The fourth point is also equally important.
它让我们这个国家的人都能够同得福音的好处。
That all men of this nation will receive the benefit of the gospel.
特别是我们的小孩子。
Especially our children.
你看他讲了一句话最好，就是说，如果要让这个国家继续有自由还有安全的话，啊，让这个小孩子能够得救是一个最好的方式。
We see that it says that evangelize the nation and especially to the children in the doctrines of Christianity as the best way to ensure liberty and security for our nation.
你知道，如果我们的小孩子没有教育好啊，你看我们今天自从美国把十诫、把祷告啊，从啊圣经从教会拿走以后，我们就可以看到美国的学校非常各式各样的犯罪啊，就是未婚怀孕啊、吸毒啦、啊，什么各式各样的犯罪就非常非常的厉害。
If you study, if you observe America and its history, in the society, we can clearly see a decline in moral when the Ten Commandments started to be removed from public areas and from schools. We see that the rate of unmarried pregnancies, we see the rise of drug abuse, all these things affecting our children directly related to the fact that God is no longer honored in our society.
其实这些小孩子以后成立家庭也是成立一个破碎的家庭，这造成社会越来越多的重担。
And as these children grow up and form their own families, because they came from broken families, their own families tend to be broken as well. So it becomes a serious problem in the society.
所以你看127篇的第一节啊，他说要倚靠神，不然就枉然。第二节是描述我们的啊日常生活的状况。
Chapter 1 talks about the building of the house and the watching over the city, that it would be in vain without God. And verse 2 talks about our daily lives.
如果我们的生活是像第二节的前半段所描写的话，那显然我们把第一节 的教训是丢掉的。
If we live like the way verse 2 describes, then it also means that we've already forgotten the warnings in verse 1.
因为我们早上很早就起来啊。一直工作到很晚才休息，你看这个人很勤奋啊。
You see, a person rises up early and works till late. You would say, well, this is a diligent person.
而且他有很多的收获可以享受他所得到的，就是这是我 deserve, 这是 deserve, 哎呦，我今天能够享受这些都是我赚来的。
And he would also feel that he wants to enjoy the labor of his fruit, and he would feel that he deserved it, because everything that he is able to enjoy, he earned it.
圣经不是鼓励大家不要做工，只要祷告啊，上帝就供给，其实不是这样子。
The Bible does not teach that we just sit around and enjoy our lives and just pray and wait for things to be given to us. That's not the case.
但是如果我们忘记了第一节的教训，只是做第二节的忙忙碌碌这些啊，一生就是为了工作，就是为了有享受，可以有房子住等等，然后晚上睡觉起来就是为了明天可以工作，工作就为了回家可以吃这一顿，享受这些，就每天这样的循环的话。
If a person forgotten about the teaching and warning in verse 1 and lives a life where they wake up, they work hard, and they enjoy the labor of their fruit, they enjoy the material things, they enjoy a good meal when they come home, then they sleep.Sleep late, work some more, sleep late, then get up in the morning, and day after day, going through the same things over and over again, then we've forgotten the purpose of life.
这样的话，我们所做的一切都是枉然的，虚空的。
Because if that is life, then that is in vain.
所以说，唯有神所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
And so it says here that God grants sleep to those he loves.
这里不是讲说有些人讲说你看我工作很累一躺就睡觉我也睡得很好啊。
Well, it doesn't say here that, of course, if someone works very, very hard and becomes very tired and exhausted, he can also fall asleep on his bed very easily.
他这里讲的不是这样的安然睡觉，不是这种睡觉。
This is not the good sleep, or this is not the sleep that the scripture talks about.
但2005年的科逊台风打到以前我住纽奥良来的时候，
2005, when Hurricane Katrina came through New Orleans, where I lived at the time,
那些学生最高兴了。
The students were ecstatic.
我是说，不是说他们希望台风打，乃是比较起来，他们还过得单纯快乐。
Well, I'm not saying that they're happy that the hurricane are coming through with its destruction. I'm saying that the students were more innocent in their thinking.
因为这里留学生他们来的时候，当然还在上学，他不会去买这个房子，买那个不动产等等。
Because as students, many of them, especially foreign students, they come here, they're just studying. They have not spent time investing in a home or real estate or anything else.
反正耶恩的房子是学校的，我出去以后政府还有供应我租公寓给我住，还有那个食物券给我吃。他觉得说，在外面住了一年半，反而一年半不用交房租。
Because their dormitories were flooded, so then the government would actually have temporary housing for them, and the government will issue food vouchers for them. And so after a year and a half living away from the dorm, they're happy because they don't have to spend any money on rent and food.
最烦恼的就是那些财产很多的人，哎呀，这个又淹水了，哎呀，那一栋又去了，哎呀，一下子就垮掉了，啊，等等，每天说要怎么去修啦，找工人啊，你知道那时候工人根本找不到。
And the people that worry the most post-Katrina was people who had the most possession. They're worried about this property that's flooded. They're worried about having to find people to come and repair and fix their properties. And the fact is, you could not even find any workers at the time to do any work.
我们那天整个城市啊, 几乎所有人的屋顶都是换新的。
And in the city that we lived in, every single house had a brand new roof.
找不到工人，所以所有的那些很多华人啊，尤其华人，他本来是干餐馆的，干什么，都说他会修房子，纷纷的回到纽奥良来。
And because there was a labor shortage, yet the work needed to be done, so a lot of people, and including many of the Chinese, doesn't matter what they did before, and many of them were restaurant owners or working in different professions, but they would fly into New Orleans and they would say, I know how to fix roofs.
如果你修过房子的人，你就知道说这一辈子哦，修一次就够了，以后不要再修了。
If you ever repaired or remodeled your home, I'm sure you will agree with me after your experiences that once is enough. I would never want to work on my home again.
因为所有的那个这些隔板啊、吸管都要拆掉了，然后。 但换新的时候，它还要磨了，整个房子都是灰灰的，也乌烟瘴气啊，等等，你就也没有厨房，也没有什么，都什么都很不方便。然后本来可能平常的时候可能啊，一个月做好，那时候可能要做七八个月都做不完，啊，都做不好。And
any major repair, remodeling, your walls are open, your kitchen is unusable and dust everywhere. And because of the shortage of work, again, anything that would have taken a month probably would end up taking 7 or 8 months to complete, and it's miserable.
我们教会有一个弟兄啊，那个，因为有那里规定啊，你要做 plumbing 要有电匠啊，有执照的人来跟他做，还有签名才政府才给他通过，你才可以搬进来住。但是那个电匠哦，他一下子拿了60几个家的那个 case。 所以他今天第一天去第一家做一下就跑掉了，第二天去第二家做一下，所以轮到第二次来的时候，已经过了2个月了，他才第二次出现。And
because the government requires licensed plumber or electrician to do any of the plumbing and electrical work at home, but they would these people, because the high demand of work, they would at any given time take over 60 or more contracts. So they show up at your house, they will start the work, and then they go to their next contract, and by the time they come around your house for the second time, a couple of months had passed already.
所以那时候产业越多的人，他烦恼越多，就巴不得这些公寓通通淹掉算了。And
the owners of properties, apartment buildings, these people, the more possession they own, actually, the more trouble they've had. They wish that they never own all these things.
唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
But the Lord will grant sleep to those he loves.
摩西为便雅悯祝福的时候，他说：“耶和华所亲爱的必同耶和华安然居住。耶和华终日庇护他，他也住在神的两间之中，就躺在上帝的胸膛上面。”是雅各吗？还是摩西？摩西为便雅悯祝福，在那个《生命记》这里。摩西为便雅悯。Benjamin。 我那个 tribe 12个 tribe
是摩西还是摩西？摩西他分他要死的，他们分地的时候为他 blessing，不是
Jacob。
Moses had a blessing that he gave to the tribe of Benjamin.
Actually, he gave the blessing to every tribe, but this is for the Benjamin.
Deuteronomy
33:12.
In his blessing, he said about Benjamin, he said, "Let the beloved of the Lord rest secured in him, for he shields them all day long, and the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders."
成为神所亲爱的人，远比个人的努力工作以有什么成果更要紧。
To be loved by the Lord is more important, more critical to a person's life than the results of his labors.
如果我们知道一切的恩典是由神来的，啊，你失去什么，得了什么，你都知道你不会在意它。If
you recognize that everything you have is from God, then whether you keep them or you lose them, you would not worry because you know the Lord's hand was in it.
神拿走的一定也是他的美意。If
the Lord were to take some things away from you, that's also because he has his perfect will in it.
我们来看第三节。Let's
look at verse 3.
他说：“看哪，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。”Sons
are a heritage from the Lord, and children a reward from Him.
你看他这里讲说，耶和华是不，儿女是神所给的产业，所以儿女不是他的主权是在上帝，不是在我。So
you see here that even the children are from the Lord, which means that ownership of the children are not from the parent, are not for the parents, but for the Lord.
这些最宝贵的地方，不但走到对儿女主权的一个转移，而且对教养儿女会得到什么赏赐回报，也是一个心态的转移。And
this is not just talking about who the children belong to, but it also talks about the result of children of good education or from a good you raise up good children and that they have good reputation, whatever else comes from the children belongs to God as well. So there's a change in the focus of who the children are for.
那翻译的比我讲的更多。但是讲对了吗？
有一点不太对。他意思就是说。<laughs>
我们父母有时候养我中国人的父母啊，养儿女的时候，他就说这儿女是我的，然后想从儿女身上得到儿女对给他的回报，对不对？
So as parents, especially Chinese parents, we raise our children, and there's an expectation that we raise them and that we expect some kind of a return from our investment in their lives.
所以主权跟回报这两个就是造成儿女跟父母最大的张力的因素。
And so the view on ownership as well as this return on the investment often causes disputes and arguments within the families.
父母说，你看我为儿女做了这么多牺牲，那是我期待你从你身上所回报是应该的，但是你为什么一点都没有回报？
And so parents look at the children, they would say, look at all the things that I've given you, look at all the time and the things that I've invested in you, all I wanted was some return, then why is it that I get nothing from you?
圣经告诉我们要从神得到回报，不要把期望放在儿女身上。
But the Bible tells us that God is the one we expect any reward. The reward should not be expected from our children.
神要我们得到上好的回报，不要得到儿女的回报。不是说儿女回报不重要，但是如果常常我们看到很多父母就是因为这样，他很失望，所以他 造成跟儿女之间很大的冲突。
Of course, anything that we get from our children, they're great, but what the Bible is telling us is that we ought not to expect that to be the source of our happiness. What we would want is something that is even better, and that is the reward from God.
Yeah, source of happiness. 那翻译很好。还有主权啊、哦、啊，很多儿女就是说父母好像一直在控制我。
And then with respect to authority or ownership, sometimes the children feel that my parents control me too much.
那父母说我爱你啊，对不对？我是我爸，我是爸爸，所有讲的话你应该就要听。
Now the parents often will then say to the children, well, I'm your father, so you need to obey me.
这里就是说要从小把儿女带到神面前，告诉他说，哎，爸爸只是暂时来看管你，真正看管你，带领你一生爱你的人是耶稣，你要跟他建立一个最亲密的关系，那才是最重要，因为你有一天你所做的所想的都要对神负责，因为你是从他那边来，有一天你都要对他负责。你不是不要说做表面给我，只是要对我负责，敷衍一下那没有用的。你是要对神负责。
And so that is why it's important to instruct the children even when they're young that while I am your father, but I am only being entrusted by God for you for your keeping, and you ultimately need to be responsible to God Himself.
让儿女学习知道他要对神负责。他是属神的，是最重要的一件事情。
It's the primary responsibility and one of the most important things to do as parents is to teach the children that they're ultimately responsible to God. And so that their behavior and the life that they live, they need to live responsibly, but for the sake of God.
以前我有一个最好的同工，他是Delta 的飞机的正驾驶员，是美国人。
And I had a coworker,before who is a pilot for Delta Airline.
我们在做学生工作的时候我们搭配得非常好。凡是那个学校的学生都来过我们的团契，那学校的学生大概只有不到100人，后来有30几个人都信耶稣了，都受洗了。
We were working on a college campus ministry, and we worked very well together, and we had some 100 people to start with, but later on the group went to about 30, and all 30 of them later on came to know the Lord and were baptized.
他收养了三个孩子。
He had three children.
一个是中国来的女孩子，一个是韩国的男孩子，另外一个是越南的男孩子。
He had one girl from Korea and one
girl from China.
One girl from China and a
two boy
from Vietnam.
Vietnam and Korea.
Vietnam and Korea.
他们吃饭的时候啊，他有一个世界的地图在他们全家的桌子上。
And when you go visit his home, he has a world map on his table.
他说 ，Richard， 你是哪里来的？啊，我从这里 ，I'm from China.
You ask the kid, "Hey, Richard, where are you from?" You say, "I'm." He'll point it out in the map. I'm from China.
Nathan, I'm from Korea.
And Nathan will say he's from Korea.
然后我告诉他说，你们是谁的孩子？我们是耶稣的孩子。
And when you ask them, whose children are you? And they would say, children of God.
Yeah, 我也是爸爸妈妈孩子，但是我们更是耶稣的孩子。
We are the children of our parents, yes, but we are also children of God.
所以他每一年都要他女儿，后来我们搬走了，他就写。那个圣诞节的慰问信啊，就他女儿写给我们，我们看都非常的感动。
And later on, we always after we moved, every Christmas we still receive their newsletter, and it's always written by their daughter.
如果儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎也是他所给的赏赐。
We need to know that.Children not only are heritage from the Lord, but also they are the reward from the Lord.
所以如果有一些人很不幸的，你小孩子很小的时候，就神就拿走了，你心里不要太过难受。
And so for anyone who lost their baby when the baby was very, very young, you do not need to be too sad.
我今天要跟你分享有一个是戴德生的岳父他的见证。
Today, I want to share with you a testimony from the father-in-law of Hudson Taylor.
他从小的时候就跟儿女谈论到永生的事情。
Even since the youth of his children, he always shared subjects with respect to eternity.
还有就是说，因为你知道，当时很多宣教士去中国的时候，卫生条件很不好，常常很多小孩子都死在中国。
And when during the time of Hudson Taylor, there were many missionaries that went to China, but because the bad environment that they're in, a lot of the children would die when they're young.
这个 Samuel Dyer 是 Hudson Taylor 的 father-in-law.
This man Samuel Dyer, he is the father-in-law of Hudson Taylor.
他写给他的儿子的一个信是这样的。
And this is one of the letters that he wrote to his son.
我亲爱的小男孩
My dear boy,
你的来信真叫爸爸的心快乐。
I was ecstatic, my heart is ecstatic because I've received your letter.
因为我喜欢你问我问题，无论什么时候你问问题，我一定很欢喜快乐地回答你。
Because I love it when you ask me questions, and each time you would ask me a question, I would always take time, and I would love to spend the time to answer it for you.
你说你想知道永生的意思。
You said that you want to know the meaning of eternal life.
我现在就写这一封信回答你。
And so I'm writing this letter to explain it to you.
不过永生的意义非常的丰富，我得写一本书才行啊。
But the meaning of eternal life is so vast that I have to write an entire book to explain it to you.
但是我现在简单的跟你说。
But let me try to do so briefly.
永生就是不再有痛苦。
Eternal life means there will never be any sorrow.
你记得医生替你剪这个伤口脓包的时候，你都痛吗？
Do you remember that when the doctor was cleaning up your wound, how much it hurt?
替你拔牙的时候，你都痛吗？
When a dentist was pulling out your teeth, how much it hurt?
永生就是以后我们在神那里就是没有这些疼痛了。
Eternal life means that in the presence of God, you will never have any of these pain.
永生就是不再有眼泪。
Eternal life also means that there will never be any more tears.
我知道你有时候你哭。
I know sometimes you cry.
因为你怕黑暗，你怕死。
Because you're afraid of the dark and maybe you're afraid of death.
你怕死了以后神让你到地狱里面去。
You're afraid that when you die, God will send you to hell.
如果爸爸妈妈离开你，你也会哭得很厉害。
And when daddy and mommy leave you, you also would cry very bitterly.
许多时候你哭，因为你受到伤害了。
A lot of times you cry because you were hurt.
但是永生就是说，神会擦干我们的眼泪，我们永远不会与神分离，还有不再哭了。
Eternal life means that you will no longer have any need to shed these tears because God would be with you forever, and so you will no longer need to cry.
永生就是不再因为犯罪而恐惧。
Eternal life also means that you will no longer be fearful of death.
有一天晚上你告诉我说
One night you told me
你害怕犯罪
You're afraid to sin.
这是对的。
That is right.
因为耶稣基督告诉我们要悔改。
Because Jesus tells us to repent.
害怕犯罪就是悔改的开始。
To be afraid of to sin is the beginning of repentance.
我亲爱的小可爱啊。
My darling.
你会因为你所犯的罪而悔改，你的爸爸妈妈多么高兴啊。
The fact that you would repent because of your fear to sin brings a lot of joy to us.
我们都不喜欢害怕，对不对？
Because nobody likes to be fearful.
害怕永生就是我们不但在今生被神的恩典赦免我们的罪，就在那个时候，我们所有的罪都不会再有了。
God's grace and His salvation not only applies to us to this life on earth, but also for our life forever.
永生就是不再有分离。
And eternal life means that there will never be separation.
你看到有时候爸爸有工作需要离开你。
You see that sometimes daddy needs to leave you because of work.
你喜欢爸爸随时随地都留在家陪你。
You like it when daddy's at home spending time with you.
将来在天上我们就不会再离开你了。
And in heaven, we will never have to leave you again.
永生的意思就是要像耶稣基督一样。
Eternal life means that we're like Jesus Christ.
要和耶稣基督永远在一起。
And that we will be with him forever.
他要为我们戴上冠冕。
He will give us a crown to wear.
要与耶稣同坐在他的宝座上。
And we will be seated together with him on his throne.
要听耶稣柔和的声音。
We would hear his soft voice.
要看见耶稣圣洁的脸。
We will see his holy face.
要穿上耶稣为我们预备的美丽的袍子。
We will be able to wear the beautiful robe that Jesus prepared for us.
还有听见天使歌唱。
And we will be able to hear the angels sing.
我们也和他们一起唱歌。
And we will sing along with them.
我亲爱的男孩啊。
My dear boy.
我真希望你能向神祷告。
My hope is that you would pray to God.
使你配到天堂。
That you would be worthy to enter heaven.
因为有些时候。
Because sometimes.
我几乎感觉我在天堂会很难过，如果我的小宝贝不在那里。
I feel that if I'm in heaven, but yet my darling it would not be there with me, I would be saddened.
你从未见过的小姐姐。
There is a, you have a sister that you've never met.
现在她知道什么是永生了。
She now knows what eternal life means.
因为她已经在耶稣那里享受永生了。
Because she is already enjoying eternal life in the presence of Jesus.
我很高兴她在天堂里面。
I'm very happy that she is in heaven.
当爸爸妈妈失去她的时候，我们非常的伤心。
But when daddy and mommy lost her, we were very grieved.
因为那时候你还没有出生。
Because you were not born at the time.
我们也没有任何一个小宝贝在身旁。
We do not have any baby at the time to comfort us.
但是现在我们又有你们三个小宝贝了。
But now we have three beautiful kids.
我很高兴她不在了。
I am also happy that she's not here.
因为如果她现在在这里，说不定是个淘气的女孩子，不祷告使我伤心。
And because if she was here, she may become a rebellious kid and who would not learn to pray and cause me grief.
所以他们在主日崇拜的时候，他们画图、讲话不专心听到，也使我伤心。
And so any kid of mine who is not paying attention on Sunday to the sermon or they're drawing, they're not paying attention, those cause me grief.
这是我自己家的。
Elder Liu would be grieved.
如果他现在在天堂里，他就不再淘气了，永远安全了。
But she is now in heaven, and so she would not be rebellious, and she would not be. She would not behave badly, and the fact is that she would no longer be afraid.
当我想起埋葬在槟城的小玛利亚的时候
，So when I think of the little Maria who was buried in Pennsylvania.
槟城就是那个不是 Pennsylvania 是马尼拉那个吕宋岛的槟城。我想也许明年吧。
Maybe next year.
我应该带着爸爸妈妈还有你们还有两个妹妹去菲律宾看她。
I should take your mother, you and your siblings to go visit, to visit her.
我们也应该像她一样住在那里。
We could live like her.
这样当我们完成地上的工作死在那里的时候也就与你的小姐姐葬在一起了。
And so that when we complete the work the Lord would have us do here on earth, we would be buried together with her.
现在我希望你能够告诉Lina 还有玛利亚有关你天堂的事。
I hope now you have learned and you can share things about heaven to your brother and sister.
或者你可以把他们带到我的小书房为他们祷告求神使他们也能配上天堂爱你的爸爸。
Or you may bring them into my study and you can pray for them and with them so that they may also enter heaven.
他提到说儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
Here the scripture says that sons are heritage from the Lord.
第一个主权是神的，是属于神的，但是第二个也是神要我们去争为主赢得的产业。
So first, on the one hand, they are from God, so the ownership belongs to God, but at the same time, they are also an inheritance that we need to work to obtain.
你看，当神把那个迦南地赐给以色列人说，这是你的产业，但是要约书亚去征战得赢取。
When God said to Joshua, you need to go and take hold of the promised land, that's the same concept.
所以一方面儿女是神给我们的父母在地上暂时的产业，但是要父母带领他们信耶稣，让他们成为在天上永的产业。
So on the one hand, children are an inheritance from the Lord that is given by God, but on the other hand, as parents, we need to work and strive to obtain this inheritance for the Lord and bring them to Jesus Christ.
对不起，当我读到那个Samuel Dyer 他讲了这段话的时候，我才明白什么是产业的真正的意思。
When I came across these words from Samuel Dyer, then I truly understood the meaning of inheritance.
让我埋身在中国，如此借着我们的埋身之地，赢得中国归属基督。
Let me be buried here in China, and so let us take possession of the land by our burying places.
Take possession of the land. 他为基督赢得中国成为他的产业，乃是他的一个心志，说我要中国，我要为中国人，为耶稣的缘故死在中国。
And so he wanted to take possession of this land, which is China, for the sake of Christ. And so by doing so, he's willing to die in China.
亲爱的父亲啊
，Dear fathers，
你有没有这种心念说，如果我愿意用我一切的代价，就是我的生命，我也愿意我的儿女成为上帝的产业，他们认识耶稣得救。
Do you have this determination in your heart as well, that for the sake of God, that you will make all efforts to obtain as possession, which is your children that God has given you, so that you would win them for Christ?
当我读到这个外国人这样的心的时候，我非常的感动。
When I read a Westerner who has such a desire for the Chinese, I am deeply moved.
所以说，我们的年轻人啊，人家为你的救恩非常的担心，但是你自己一点都不介意吗
？So young people, there are other people who are so concerned for your salvation. How can you yourself not care?
他说。任何不能为中国舍身的意念都会令我万分的沮丧，我们唯一的信念就是为中国而活，为中国而死，好指引中国人，这不是喊口号的。
He says, if I thought anything could prevent my dying in China, the thought would crush me. Our only wish is to live for China and to die in pointing the Chinese.
耶稣基督的宝血是通往父神唯一的道路。
To his redeeming blood and say, Behold the way of God. And this is not just a slogan.
因为他们用生命做了美好的见证。
Because they have testified to this belief with their own lives.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
Children are inheritance from God.
所以年轻人，你是神的产业，不要自己轻易的放弃救恩。
And so, young people, you are the possession of God. So don't give up your salvation so easily.
也要将来你长大了有儿女的时候，你要为基督赢得儿女成为耶稣的产业。
When you grow up yourself and you form your own family, you would then also fight for that possession, which is your own children, and fight for them for the Lord.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们看到你的话语是何等的宝贵。
Dear Lord, we thank you, and we thank you for the precious words that you give us.
我们谢谢你，当是给所罗门王这样的智慧。
When we see that you've granted Solomon a supernatural wisdom.
但愿我们每一个人都能够从这个诗篇当中领受神的智慧。
We pray that we will also receive the same kind of wisdom through this psalm.
愿你祝福我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹的，还有弟兄姐妹的家庭。
May you bless each and every one of our brothers and sisters and our families.
让他们的一切的劳苦都不是枉然的，都有你的看顾跟祝福。
So that all of the labors that were, all of our labors will not be in vain. That in fact they would be blessed by you.
让我们的弟兄姐妹把神的产业 真正的得着了。
And may brothers and sisters be able to truly obtain the inheritance that is from you.
谢谢主。
We thank you.
给我们的这样的应许。
We thank you for such a wonderful promise.
让我们用信心去支取。
May we obtain these promises through our faith.
用行动去实践。
And that we may be able to live out these promises with our actions.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Hear our prayers in the name of, we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.